This is so boring. I swear they've been playing the same 5 freaking Christmas songs on repeat since we got here. It feels like we've been wandering around this mall for hours. Can we take a break already? Yeah, I know, Dad. It's better to get it over with before the real Christmas crush starts, but just... my feet are killing me, and all the Christmas crap is just way too Christmassy right now, and I really need a timeout. Please, can we just sit on that bench over there for a second? Mom and Cassie should be down soon. We can just wait for them over here, right? Do we have to? Yeah, I know we've only got a couple of more places to hit, but... I'm really tired and really horny. Dad, can I please suck your cock? I haven't had it in my mouth for days now. Or my pussy. Or my ass. Please, Daddy. I need it. I need it so bad. Oh. Sorry, Dad. I know we shouldn't talk about this sort of stuff in public, but... can I? I know. We talk about being all wholesome this Christmas, and... you keep telling me that we need to break it off and that I should find a proper boyfriend or whatever, but... why would I want a boyfriend when I already have the man I want right here? I mean... I've already been through a couple of boyfriends now, and they were okay, but that's just it. They were just okay. Boys can't pound me nonstop for hours and rail me and just blow my mind during sex the way you do, Daddy. Ever since you claimed my virginity on my 18th birthday, I knew I was yours. There's no one else in the world who's ever going to compare to you. I belong to you, Daddy. No one else. And besides, I'm so bored, and you know how horny I get when I'm bored. Don't tell me you're just gonna ignore that. Your little girl feeling frustrated and bad like that. You love me, right, Daddy? You want your little girl to feel good, don't you? I promise I'll do it really good and sloppy, just the way you like it. Yes, I know, Daddy. I always get my way with you eventually. Not that I ever hear you complain about it. Come on, this way. I think this changing room's free. No bench. I guess you'll just have to stand over here. I'll get your pants unzipped for you. Why, Daddy? You're so hard already. Guess I wasn't the only one thinking about this, huh? Fuck. I love how your throbbing cock feels in my hands. Wait, let me get my top off first. Don't want to get cum and drool all over my clothes like the last time. See? I'm learning. Okay, let me just get my phone into place. Well, of course I'm recording this. It's way too hot not to. I've already touched myself like a million times watching our wholesome family videos late at night. Also, I may have shared some of them on my Instagram. Some of those super hot pictures of me with a fresh load of my daddy's warm cum dripping down my face while I flash everyone a peace sign. Oh, don't worry, Daddy. They have no idea whose cock it is. I just let everyone think it's my boyfriend's or whatever. There we go. Nice profile view of my pretty face and your big, thick daddy's cock. Don't you think it's hot? Being sexually serviced by your teenage daughter. And in public, no less. Oh, fuck. Just the thought of it turns me on so fucking much. I'm so unbelievably wet right now. My panties are practically soaked through. I need to touch myself while I'll suck your cock, Daddy. Can I? Thank you, Daddy. Does that feel good, Daddy? My soft lips wrapped around your cock. Yeah? You love it, don't you? Feeling my warm, wet mouth enveloping your shaft while my tongue massages the underside of your cock. I just love kissing it and licking it. And running my tongue up and down the head of your penis. It's like I'm making out with your cock. So fucking hot. I want to suck your cock every single day, Daddy. Promise you won't keep me away from it so long ever again. Please. Please promise me. Thank you, Daddy. I love you too. And let's not forget about these. Your balls are so big and heavy, Dad. So much bigger than any boy I've ever been with. Does that feel good, Daddy? When I slowly stroke your cock while sucking on your balls. I love the way they taste. So salty and hairy. So big and full of cum for your sweet daughter. Aren't they? You're gonna give me a big load tonight, right, Daddy? I can tell. Also, go back to sucking your cock. Yes, Daddy. And back to your huge daddy dick. He looks so lonely up there. Oh, sorry. Am I making you jealous? I just had to service your friends down there for a bit. Don't take it personal, big boy. Am I doing a good job, Daddy? Yeah? I'll bet Mom doesn't give head nearly as well as I do. I'm serious. I work really hard on my blowjob skills, Daddy. I spend hours and hours every day sucking and licking on my vibrators and my dildos, imagining they're your cock, just so I can be better for you. Yeah, it's true. Why? 'Cause I want you to feel good. And because I want you to give me the biggest loads when you're come. Where do you want to come, Daddy? In my mouth? On my tits? Maybe on my face? I was hoping you'd say that. I love it when you nut all my face, Daddy. Paint my cute little face with your hot, thick loads. Or when I blow you in your car in the mornings, just before you drop me off at school. I love the feeling of going to class with my belly full of my daddy's cum. You know, sometimes I don't actually swallow, and I just try to keep it in my mouth for the whole class, hoping that my teacher won't ask me any hard questions. I almost got through a whole day in school once with your sperm in my mouth, Daddy. I'm still trying to beat my record. It's Ashley's fault, really. If she hadn't insisted on hanging out after math class, I would have gone the whole day with your hot, sticky baby butter in my mouth. Maybe we should punish her for breaking my streak. You could seduce her, sneak her into your bedroom, and fuck her ass. Then make me suck your cock clean afterwards. I'm sure she'd love every second of it. I know I would. I don't know about her boyfriend, but he's a cook, so who cares? Yeah, grab my head. I love it when you force your cock deep down into my throat, Dad. Just go slow, okay? I'm still working on my gag reflex. I'll be okay if you just push it in slowly, inch by inch. Yeah, I'm sure. I want to keep practicing until I can keep it down indefinitely. I want my dad's cock balls deep down my throat. I want to be able to run my wet tongue across your balls while I've got your whole cock down my tight little throat. Okay, I'm ready. Push your cock deep down my throat, Daddy. No, it's okay. Keep going. Oh my God. No, I'm okay, really. I almost got it all the way down. Come on, do it again. Please, holy shit. No, I'm okay, I swear. You're just really big, Daddy. Can we try it one more time? Please? Just one more time. Oh God, Dad. Are you like Bart Horse or something? Oh, fuck. How am I ever gonna keep this thing down? No, really. It's okay, Dad. I love it when you're rough with me like this. It turns me on like crazy, knowing how much you want to fuck me. How much you need to fuck every part of my body. This perfect little body that you made. But you have to promise me that you'll dick me down real good later tonight, once Mom's asleep. I'm so fucking wet right now. You wouldn't believe it. If you don't stretch my cunt out on your cock soon, I'm gonna lose my mind. I'm pretty sure my panties are ruined by now. No. Where was I? You're gonna help me replace them? Sounds like fun. Yeah, you definitely owe me some new lingerie. And maybe a new swimsuit or two. I'm sure you're quite familiar with my sizes by now. Although, I could always model some for you. You know how I love showing off my half-naked body for you, Daddy? Oh, you're gonna get me some special presents this year, huh? I'm guessing they're not the kind you can put under our Christmas tree. Yeah, I can think of a few things that I'd like. I was thinking maybe some more toys, you know? Ones that are actually close to your size this time. My old ones feel so small compared to your cock, Daddy. You could get me a new vibrator, a dildo, a butt plug, some anal beads, and maybe a ball gag and some rope. Yeah, I wanna try that sometime. I can be your little rope bunny too, Daddy. You can tie me up and leave me gagged and blindfolded in my bed waiting for you. Then you could sneak in late at night and unwrap your Christmas present. You like that idea, Daddy? Good. So do I. You still haven't come, Daddy. That's no good, is it? I'm gonna keep servicing you until you spurt all of your beautiful white cum on my face. Okay, Daddy? Oh, I love sucking your cock, Daddy. I never want to stop doing this. Are you close? Yeah? Okay. Do it, Daddy. Come on my face. Come on. Do it. Come all over your daughter's pretty face. You know I want to. You know you want to. Please do it. Come on my face. Come on my face, Daddy. Come on, do it. Please cover my face with your hot sticky load. Please, Daddy. Oh yeah. Do it. Cover my face. Yeah. Shoot it all over my face. Yeah, right into my mouth. Oh fuck. There's so much of it. You got it all over my face and my tits, Daddy. And into my mouth. So fucking hot. Thank you, Daddy. I love the taste of your cum. Jeez, you spilled it all over the floor, too. Such a mess we made. Don't worry, Daddy. I lick it all up. We don't want to leave any evidence after all. No, do we? There, I clean it all up like a good girl. Still, got it all over my face though. Give me a sec, Dad. I need to wipe it all off and swallow it. Hi, Mom. Dad was just helping me with some fitting, and I was drinking some milk, and I just spilled it all over everything, and he was just helping me with finding some new clothes. That's all. Do you think she bought it? I sure hope so. If not, this is gonna be one awkward Christmas dinner.